years, there was a season in my life where all I saw was the pain. I didn't want to think about the mistakes, the heartbreaks, or the disappointment. But when I slowed down and looked back through the lens of faith, I began to see it differently. I realized those sleepless nights taught me how to pray. Those tears showed me how strong I really was. And every time I thought I wouldn't make it, God proved that He was right there with me. Hi, family. Welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm your host, Katie Lee, and I'm so grateful you're here with me today. Last week, we talked about preparing for a brighter future, how to write the vision, set achievable goals, and trust God with what's ahead. This week, we're going to pause and look back, not to get stuck in the past, but to reflect on how far we've come. Because when you take time to look back, you begin to see God's fingerprints all over your story. And that perspective gives you strength to keep moving forward. So let's go ahead and talk about the power of looking back with faith, starting with why reflection matters. Reflection allows us to see God's fingerprints on our journey. When we pause to look back, we often realize we've overcome things we once thought were impossible. It shifts our perspectives from "I barely made it through" to "God carried me, sustained me, and taught me through it all." But there are dangers of avoiding reflection. You see, some of us are afraid to look back because we don't want to relive the pain. But reflection is not about dwelling. It's about discovering meaning. Ignoring your past can keep you from appreciating how far you've come. Reflection is not about chains. It's about clarity. Listen, overcomers, there was a season in my life where all I saw was the pain. I didn't want to think about the mistakes, the heartbreaks, or the disappointment. But when I slowed down and looked back through the lens of faith, I began to see it differently. I realized those sleepless nights taught me how to pray. Those tears showed me how strong I really was. And every time I thought I wouldn't make it, God proved that He was right there with me. Let's go ahead and take a look at three biblical insights. Deuteronomy 8:2. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness. Psalm 77:11-12. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Great is your faithfulness. You see, reflection strengthens trust for the journey ahead. Looking back with faith reminds us of God's power and presence. You see, reflection highlights God's mercy even in the darkest moments. Reflection is not punishment. It's about perspective. When you look back through the eyes of faith, you don't just see what hurt you. You see what helped you. Taking time to remember God's faithfulness will strengthen your confidence that He will continue to guide you forward. So let's go ahead and go over four ways on how to look back without getting stuck. 1. Identify the lessons. Ask yourself, what did this season teach me? Sometimes the hardest seasons are the ones that taught us the most about God's presence, our own resilience, and the importance of faith. Instead of only remembering the pain, look for the wisdom hidden inside the struggle. Maybe the season of financial difficulty taught you discipline, or a season of heartbreak taught you to depend on God in deeper ways. Your past may explain you, but it does not define you. It prepares you. 2. Release regret and shame. Reflection is not about replaying mistakes. It's about releasing them to God. Many of us get stuck because we replay the what-ifs and the if-onlys. But God never called us to live chained to yesterday. And here's a scripture reminder, Isaiah 43:18. Forget not the former things. Do not dwell on the past. When regrets come up, write it down on a piece of paper, pray over it, and physically throw it away as a symbol of release. Overcomers, you cannot heal if you keep rehearsing the wound. So release it and let God redeem it. 3. Celebrate the progress. Don't just focus on what went wrong. Acknowledge what went right. Honor both big milestones and quiet victories. Getting through a hard day, setting a boundary, or showing up consistently in prayer. And here's a gratitude practice. Keep a noun and then journal. On one side, write down where you were a year ago. On the other side, write down where you are now. Even small steps shows God's hands at work. 4. Feel the future. Looking back isn't about staying stuck. It's about gathering proof of God's faithfulness to fuel what's ahead. Declare this over yourself. The same God who brought me through before will carry me forward again. Remember, if He sustained you once, He will sustain you again. If He made a way in the past, He will make a way in the future. Here's a Bible verse to anchor on, Philippians 1:6. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Reflection is the bridge between gratitude for what was and faith for what's to come. Well, overcomers, we are at the end. This week, I want you to set aside 10 minutes to look back on one hard season of your life. Write down what God taught you, how you grew, and where you saw His faithfulness. Then thank Him and carry that reminder into the week ahead. Listen, overcomers, you don't need to be afraid of your past. When you look back through God's lens, you'll see proof of His strength, His mercy, and His love in your story. And that's the fuel you need to keep pressing forward. So ask yourself, what evidence of God's faithfulness do I see when I look back? And how can I carry that forward today? Next week, we'll dive into a conversation on the power of community, finding support systems, because none of us are meant to walk this journey alone. We'll explore how the right people can encourage your growth, strengthen your faith, and remind you that you're not in this by yourself. You don't want to miss it. Now, if this episode encouraged you today, please share it with someone who might need this reminder. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It helps more overcomers find this community of healing and faith. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at If Only One Overcomes for more encouragement and prayers. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.